break. Call the board back in session. Thank you.
I think for 25 years, I was the youngest on the board.
Our next case is number 12,025. Chester V. Townsend IV seeks a special use exception to use a manufactured home-type structure to accommodate a person with an emergency or hardship situation. Section 115-23 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Falling Point Road, Route 341, approximately 1,320 feet north of Ballast Point Road, Route 341A. The 911 address is 32523 Falling Point Road, Dagsboro. The zoning district is AR1, and the tax map is District 134, Map 6, Parcel 161.04. We received zero letters of support, no mail returns, and zero letters in opposition. Two letters of return. Excuse me, I was looking at the wrong one. Zero letters of support, zero letters in opposition, and two mail returns. And I would also like to note that there were findings of fact from a previous case, number 11,399, at your seat at the beginning of the meeting regarding a previous special use exception on this property.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, Shirley Townsend, 32523 Falling Point Road, Dagsboro, Delaware, 19939.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Go right up there.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board?
Yes. Okay, so in 2014, I came before you folks to put my mother in a home there on our property who had dementia at the time and some other medical conditions. And we've received your approval to put a brand new 2014 double wide from Oakwood Homes, a manufactured home. And we did receive the approval for 2 years, and you folks know how it goes, and we had to every year, a letter from the doctor stating that the condition still existed, and so it expired in 2016, and we had the letter for 2016 to 2017, and the house is great. It was brand new 2014. We landscaped, put a ramp there. It's barely visible from the road because my husband, as you can see on the pictures, we have several outbuildings there. Of course, we matched the color scheme, and then what happened? Few months ago, almost just within a few weeks of each other, my mother-in-law lost her husband, and she has Parkinson's and needs assistance, and I lost my mother. So she would like to move there, and we would like to put her there, my mother-in-law, my husband's mother. And right now, nicely enough, she has another couple living with her. It's actually her... her other son's in-laws are living with her temporarily while they get their house remodeled. So we're just asking if we can, put her in the same house that's there. It's not going to be anything different.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you something. You should be commended. You've had a tough time. First your mother-in-law and then your husband, and then this has happened to you, and it's all in the same building. You've done the same
year.
We had a rough winter, but God is good. We're moving forward.
and you did the right things. You've taken care of business, and that's what you're doing tonight. Mm-hmm. And like I say, you should be commended.
Oh, so, well, thank you.
Do yourself proud. Okay. Mr. Berman?
No questions.
Ms. McGee?
I don't have any questions.
Mr. Mills?
There's only one question that comes before the board, and it would be, in this case, has the use substantially affected adversely the uses of adjacent or neighboring properties?
I would have to say no, and as I said, the house is barely visible, from the road, and it matches the color schemes, and it's been there since 2014, so I guess nobody's,
You haven't heard anything.
Complained.
Okay.
So.
That's all we need to know. Thank you.
Okay.
I have nothing. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further question, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we approve the special use exception. It will not substantially affect the neighboring properties.
Is that for a period of 2 years?
2 years. That's the most we can do it for, correct?
That's right.
Yep.
2 years.
2 years. Can I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Ms. McGee, a second by Mr. Mills, that we approve case number 12025 for a period of 2 years. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Ricker?
And I'd like to add to Ms. McGee's motion that substantially, okay, affect adversely. You got to say substantially affect the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties.
Okay. Now, okay, so statement, Ms. McGee.
Can you vote?
Yes.
Yeah, he voted yes.
Okay.
Mr. Miller?
After all that. For the reasons stated.
After all that, he did. And I'm Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12025 is approved.
Thank you.
I took over a few minutes there, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, we had them all.
Of the attorney's job, okay, at the last night. He's corrected me through the years, and I had my chance.
I see you did.